Scott, you want to take over here?
Sure. The revenue team is here, mainly William and Brian from Colleton. And when I was in Raleigh with Cindy Perry a few weeks, I guess it was Durham, one of the highlights of the Medicaid transformation was that they're going to change from a reimbursement basis for EMS billing to they called it a direct pay. They stated that North Carolina is the last state to make this adjustment, and we are hopeful and have been encouraged that this hopefully will be a beneficial gain.
First of all, I'd say thank y'all for the opportunity that you give us working with the county. We really enjoy it. The Medicaid program is changing. Right now, you have what you call a Medicaid cost reimbursement. Well, under the new health plans, cost reimbursements are illegal. Under 42 CFR 410, they're not allowed, they're illegal. So basically what Medicaid did is they changed the name of it to the additional utilization-based payment. And what they're doing now is instead of you having to fill out the paperwork and you get a payment once a year, the payments are going to go to quarterly. Right now they're going to take your 2017 cost reimbursement report and your per cost per trip. They'll take that figure, and based on the number of calls you run each quarter, you won't even have to send that in. They'll figure that out. They will send you an invoice. And what's happening is let's say your per cost is $500 per cost, and you run 100 calls that quarter. So then your total payment should be $50,000. Well, in the past, what they were doing in the cost settlement is they basically, the state funds 32.28% of the program, and the federal, the 67.78%. Well, in the past, the 32%, they would just kind of take that off the top. Let's say you were going to get, I think it was like $189,000. They would take their $41,000 off the top, and they would cut you a check for $147,000. That would be your cost reimbursement. Now what they're going to do is you actually have to pay the state portion. So of that $50,000, you'll get an invoice from the state for 32.28%, which in this case would be $16,140. You have to pay that into the state. Within 7 to 10 days after you pay that, then the federal side of it will send you the additional $33,860, whatever it is. You'll receive that money. Your money's not changing as far as what you get, but whereas, like I said, in the past, they would just kind of take that 32% and just kind of take it out of your cost reimbursement. Now you've got to pay it in, but after you pay it in each quarter, then in 7 to 10 days, you'll get a check on the federal side.
Back from the feds.
For $33,000. So you're still getting the same amount. It's just because, I guess, since it's illegal and they've changed it, I guess we're a paper trail now, you have to pay the state their portion. They don't just take it out of your payment now. You pay the state their portion, and they turn around and they send you the federal side, which, like I say, will not affect your money at all. But you get it quarterly now instead of yearly, which is a good thing. And they've been, I don't know how many years they're behind, so hopefully this will help them get it caught up and really get your money.
We've received this year's allocation. I think it was 380.
Okay.
Which is a little bit up from last year. It was 364 last year.
So they couldn't keep up with one time a year. How did they keep up with
one time a year? I don't really know. What they've done to us under this program now is they've awarded four statewide contracts who will be like a subcontractor for Medicaid. On the Medicare side, Palmetto GBA, we bill Palmetto GBA and they pay. We don't actually bill Medicare. We bill Palmetto GBA, they pay the funds. On the Medicaid side now, they have allotted four statewide contracts and one regional contract. So we will actually bill the payment from the plan now. We'll bill them and they'll make the payments. So I guess they're going to do the same thing on the same side as the Medicaid cost or the additional utilization plan. Is now the health plans will start paying you. So we're hoping, because it'll be divided amongst four statewide plans, that maybe they'll be a little bit more efficient. Problem we've got right now, we've talked with Scott, who's with the Scott Kaufman, who's with the county side of it, who's over the program, and hasn't really got a lot of information on when it's going to start. So we're not sure what quarter this is going to start, but it is coming in the future. Like I was telling William, I just didn't want y'all to get an invoice all of a sudden and not know what it's for. But that's how they're going to pay you for the cost reimbursement. Now on the other side, their fee schedule, they have raised on all your round trips, your T2003, In the past, they paid $78.25, and they've raised that fee to $474. So that's what we're trying to figure out now, and we're about to go back and pull all your T. We're trying to come back and get to you exactly how much that'll be. But for all your T2003, which is round trips now, you'll get an additional $390, which could be a significant increase depending on based on the number of calls that you get. So that's kind of what Medicaid is coming out.
How far are they going back? They're going back to?
They go back to January 1 of 2019 of this year. It'll be approved. The state side has already approved it, but the federal side has not. And I'm guessing because they've got to allocate funds on the federal side for the increase. So we were told they would approve that July 1st. And once it's approved, they'll retro back all the way to January. So they'll pay all the way to January.
Any idea how much that is?
I don't know, sir. We've got a good pull on it.
I've asked the same question twice and get the same answer. So my question is, we have to take a vote as far as raising our rates. Is that correct?
That's what we're proposing. There has been an adjustment to the federal reimbursement, and our rates are now a little bit below. So on page 3 of your agenda package, Mitch has outlined the rate recommendation to bring us to match the federal figure. So we'd like to get a motion on that today.
On the Medicaid, that was Medicaid. On the Medicare side, this year when the cost came out, they did raise their rates, most of them $10, $12, $15. So in essence, on the back side, we've got to raise ours because Medicare, if the allowable is $100, then our fee has to be $125 to $130. You have to be at least 25 to 30% over because they'll pay 80% up to the allowable. So if you put it at the allowable $100 and that's their rate, then they're only going to pay you $80. Whereas we have to bill the $125, so our allowable is $100, so we can get the $80. So that's why we've asked. They did increase them this year from last year, so that's why we've asked for them to be raised to offset that overage, so we make sure we're not leaving any money on the table. And then on the other side, there's a new program coming out starting January 2020, T3 on the Medicare side, and basically, for all calls to go through 911 on your treat, no transports. Before, we couldn't bill those except to the patient because nobody paid them. But right now, Medicare has agreed that they're going to start paying those calls. It's basically like if you go out and someone's unresponsive and your crew gives them like D50 and they come back around and they say, hey, I don't want to go anywhere. In the past, all we could bill was that patient $100 or $120. Well, now Medicare's come back and say because it saves them on the backside of them not having to go to an ED or anything like that, they're willing to pay now. They'll pay a BLS emergent rate, which is $357. Of course, the allowable is about $285 is what the county will put in its pocket. So we're excited about that. And that's the other thing we've got to go back and see because it's a no treat, it doesn't come into our office. So we've got to contact ESO and try to figure out how many of those y'all ran and do a cost adjustment on your revenue side so we can figure out what the additional cost is going to be. And that'll be an extra $283 on those calls that the county will receive.
Let me ask you a question. When do you think you'll have some of this information put together? Because we've got a work session set up on the 20th. Is there any way we can get some of this information, the information that we're looking for as far as financial?
My staff's getting together on Tuesday to start pulling all these numbers together, so we hope that maybe by the end of next week have something back to you.
We should be able to have an update for that.
Can we have one for the 20th?
Yes, sir.
And the other question I got, you have a guy that was working for you also used to come in here. Is he no longer with you
anymore? No, he's with me. He just already had a prior engagement.
I think he said Hope County's got him today.
I got you.
On that last reimbursement piece you talked about, when they're non-responsive, does that cover the knock-on kind of hits too when we go out on the drug-related kind of things and we do the knock-on?
Yes, sir.
Does those? Even if they don't want to transport?
Anything that you don't transport. Now, there's, like I said, the program's changing. And this is the part of it that we've not been made fully aware of. They're going to have what they call a medical approved practitioner that you will contact that's been approved through Medicare. You contact him, you tell him your situation, he will give you a number, and it allows us to know that was a treat, no transport. And then once he assigns you that number, then we bill it to that code, and that's how you get the additional information. But for some of it, Medicare's not even told us how it's going to work yet as far as who we going to contact. It's got to be a doctor or a nurse practitioner, but they haven't told us whether the hospital's going to provide that service for you or anything like that yet. That's, some of this is still up in the air as far as information coming to us. But we can have probably in the next week, we can probably have that information to you.
Okay. We got a work session on the 20th. We can have that and let us know as far as what our past call has been for last year, what that increase would be. You know what I'm saying, Mitch?
We're looking for round trips and no treatment transfers.
Okay, so I'm looking at the increases that we could have. What percentage increase that can increase us financially as far as our income and revenue?
We pull that by your ALS 1-2.
Because that'll give us an idea.
You really ought to get the projection for the full year, right, based on the number, mm-hmm. but also what you already have that we're going to get reimbursed for. Mm-hmm. So do you need a motion on the increase?
Yes, sir.
Are we doing it now, or are we doing it during the session?
We set it up to do it during the work session.
I move to approve the increase to the current valuations listed on page 3 in the agenda.
Second.
Okay.
Motion,
a
proper second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Yeah. I didn't think that would be a whole lot of time.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think we need to hold on to Brian. I mean, he's got to come up to the scene. I asked Lloyd to be here this afternoon because there's been a couple of developments related to both the facility lease agreement for the recreation park and some feedback relative to our fire prevention inspection.
Sure.
That also, and I've got this set up under a closed session, and if okay. Under 143.318.11A6, if the board would be inclined.
Can I have a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.